A top Democratic lawmaker says he was in the room yesterday when President Trump used vulgar language to dismiss a deal on immigration that would have included protections for people from Haiti and parts of Africa. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin, who was in that meeting, spoke to reporters this morning.
You've seen the comments in the press. I have not read one of them that's inaccurate. To no surprise, the president started tweeting this morning, denying that he used those words. It is not true. He said these hate-filled things, and he said them repeatedly.
And a warning now that I am about to say the word attributed to the president in the Oval Office meeting yesterday. We're going to use the word one time because NPR believes it is important to give you the full context and because of the impact of those comments. President Trump reportedly said, "Why are we having all these people from shithole countries come here?" That was after lawmakers told him a bipartisan immigration deal would include people from Haiti and some African countries. He also said the U.S. should admit more people from Norway, which is a majority white country. The comments have brought up major questions today about the future of an immigration deal in Congress. And for more on all of this, we are bringing in NPR's White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Scott, hello.
Good afternoon.
Today, the president appeared to deny that he made those comments. Senator Durbin says that he did. Can you clarify how the White House and the president are responding to this?
Well, it's important to note that when these reports first surfaced last evening of the president's vulgar slur, there was no denial from the White House. There was a sort of contextual statement from a press aide, but no actual rejection of that the president used the term. The president offered a sort of half-hearted correction this morning, but as you heard, Dick Durbin says the word that's been attributed to him is the word the president used, not just once, but repeatedly. And Durbin's account has been backed up by Republican Senator Jeff Flake, who was not in the meeting, but says he was told about it and about the president's vocabulary immediately after by people who were in attendance. Jeff Flake says the words were not tough, which is what the president said. They were, he said, abhorrent and repulsive.
The context here, of course, is that they were in the White House to speak about immigration, to speak about policy. What was the president actually referring to? What part of this discussion?
Well, this again is key because whatever dispute there may be over the word the president used, there's no dispute about what his feelings are on the policy. The president wants fewer immigrants from countries in Africa. He wants more immigrants from countries like Norway. It's pretty easy to read what that means. And it's also important to note Norwegians aren't exactly knocking down the door to get into the United States.
Right.
All of this raises the challenge for the lawmakers who are trying to deal with the situation created by this president when he began phasing out the special protection for young immigrants in the country illegally who were brought here as children. Those folks are facing a March deadline when they will again start being subject to deportation. That's the rub that lawmakers have been trying to deal with. And the president, even though he said earlier this week he would go along with whatever agreement lawmakers could make, the president is now backtracking on that and saying he wants something different.
Exactly. I mean, that context is very important because of those dreamers, the people who were brought to this country illegally by their parents, there's up to 700,000 of those people who are now looking at Washington, looking at the White House, wondering what their future is. I mean, you got into this a little bit, but I mean, what are the chances? Dick Durbin says that the chances that reaching this deal with the White House don't look good.
He said the chances that they would make a deal with the White House died in that meeting yesterday. But he is convinced that there is a majority, bipartisan majority in both the House and the Senate that would favor some sort of protection for the Dreamers. And certainly polls suggest that there is bipartisan support for that around the country and among the American public. So Durbin says he's not giving up. You could certainly hear the frustration in his voice as he talked about this morning. He and a group of six senators, three Democrats and three Republicans, have been working for months to try to craft a deal. They thought they had one, only to see it torpedoed by the president yesterday.
House Speaker Paul Ryan did make some comments today about this. He called Trump's remarks unfortunate and unhelpful. What else are we hearing about Republicans? Because it seems like some of them are separating themselves from the president on this.
That's right. Susan Collins also described the president's verbiage in critical terms today. Paul Ryan, spoke about his own family's Irish heritage and how they came to this country to work on the railroads and faced similar opposition from the entrenched population of America at that time. Every wave of new immigrants faces this kind of backlash, and sadly, there's a long tradition of nativism and anti-immigrant sentiment in this country. House Speaker Paul Ryan says, those successive waves of immigration are part of what helps to make this country exceptional. He also pointed to doctors in his hometown of Janesville who came here from Africa, and he called them incredible citizens and said it's important that the country celebrate that. The irony here is, the president was signing a proclamation today for Martin Luther King Day, and he talked about Dr. King opening America's eyes to what the president called the self-evident truth that no matter what the color of your skin or where you come from, you are blessed with equal dignity. It's sort of hard to square that with what he said last night.
All right. NPR's White House correspondent Scott Horsley, thank you.
Good to be with you, Peter.